You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, November 14th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. Tonight, the Northwestern University's basketball team will take on Utah at home. The team has yet to win a game and is currently ranked 18th in the Big Ten, although Big Ten play has yet to begin. Tomorrow night, the NU's basketball team will take on Eastern Illinois at 7 p.m. in Welsh Ryan Arena. They are currently 3-1 with no losses at home. The Northwestern field hockey team will also play tomorrow at noon. They will face Miami of Ohio as part of the NCAA tournament. Tonight in Lutkin Hall on the campus of Northwestern, a Jazz of Physics concert will take place. Dr. Stefan Alexander, a physicist and jazz musician, will explain the connections between jazz and physics in a lecture following a musical performance by Star Eyes Initiative. The event is free and is in celebration of Northwestern Center for Interdisciplinary Exploration and Research in Astrophysics, also called Sierra's 15th anniversary. Also in Evanston, District 65 remains locked in a negotiation with its teachers, who are seeking a collectively bargained contract and pay raises. The teachers have been working without such a contract since August, but the district is, quote, unwilling to move, unquote. This all comes as teachers' salaries lag behind recent inflation by about 9.6%. Because of the impasse, a third party will now enter the negotiations to act as a liaison between the two sides in the effort to come to an agreement. The District 65 Educators Council, which represents the teachers, wants to continue putting students first. On the red line, a man suffered an injury to his head yesterday afternoon. The man was arguing with a woman on the train near the Chicago Avenue station. The man was taken to the hospital and is in good condition, while the woman fled the scene. Because of the incident, Red Line trains were forced to bypass the Chicago Ave station for about 2 hours. The GOP has won full control of Congress, as President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet is also starting to take shape. Congressman Matt Gaetz, who resigned his seat, was selected for the post of Attorney General. He was investigated by the Department of Justice, which he has been nominated to lead, for sex trafficking, but was not charged. Gaetz has been a vocal supporter of President Trump. Buckle up, because today is National Seatbelt Day. It is also National Guacamole Day and National Pickle Day, so grab your favorite snacks, but maybe not together, and enjoy the final weeks of fall. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, our special broadcast, tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.